Exam Objectives Fast Track, an introduction to the domain name system, DNS. DNS allows hosts and services to be located on IP networks using friendly names instead of IP addresses. DNS can be used to resolve public FQDNs or used privately by organizations that wish to use its features while remaining isolated from the internet. DNS uses an incremental query process involving client-to-server and server-to-server queries to resolve names and IP addresses. Configuring a DNS server. When a DNS server role is installed, a caching-only DNS server is created. Root hints tell a DNS server where to look next when resolving queries for records not contained in locally stored zones. Forwarding can be used instead of root hints. Server forwarding typically involves an organization's internal DNS servers forwarding requests for public name resolution to a DNS server that has direct access to the internet. Conditional forwarding allows administrators to configure DNS servers to forward resolution requests to other DNS servers based on specific domain names. Configuring DNS zones. Forward lookup zones resolve host names to IP addresses. Reverse lookup zones resolve IP addresses to host names. DNS records can be changed on primary and AD integrated zones, but not on secondary or stub zones. Zone delegation allows a domain name space to be divided among different zones on separate servers. The new Global Names feature supports single name resolutions, such as NetBIOS computer names, on IPv6 networks using DNS. Configuring and managing standard DNS replication. By default, primary, AD integrated, and secondary zones limit the servers from which they can accept zone transfer requests. Administrators can manually request incremental zone updates or a complete refresh of all zone records for secondary zones using DNS Manager. The SOA zone record is used to configure the replication parameters for secondary zones. Configuring DNS records. DNS records can be administered manually, updated automatically by hosts, or both. DNS record types include A, AAAA, PTR, MX, SRV, CNAME, and NS. Aging and scavenging is used to clean up DDNS records that have not been updated or refreshed within a given period and may be invalid. Configuring name resolution for client computers. Two primary forms of name resolution exist on Windows networks: NetBIOS and hostnames. Microsoft increasingly has moved away from NetBIOS toward DNS. If a network runs a variety of Windows client and server versions, it's important that both forms of name resolution are configured properly. If the network is comprised primarily of Windows XP and later clients, and Windows Server 2003 and later servers, DNS is most likely supporting many of the network's name resolution needs. By default, the following name resolution steps are taken when resolving NetBIOS names: the local NetBIOS name cache, WINS, a local network broadcast, the LM hosts file, the local host name, the local DNS revolver cache, DNS. Regardless of the resolution type, additional configuration is needed for all steps to be applied. Administrators have considerable control over all components involved in the process. Frequently asked questions. Question: what exactly is DNS and why do I need it? Answer: DNS is the primary name resolution method for Windows Server 2008, making it essential to a properly functioning domain and network. It provides hosts with the actual network location of network services and other hosts. It can also be used to determine host and service information when an IP address is provided. Computers cannot find themselves using most key components of Windows Server 2008 without DNS. Question: my organization does not wish to connect to the internet. We are using Windows Server 2008 and Windows Vista DNS is essential for name resolution. I know that DNS was designed to work with the internet. What can I do? Answer. Although DNS originally was designed for use with the internet and its predecessors, it's no problem to use it privately. In fact, if you have an Active Directory domain, it will be required. In this scenario, you will create and configure a separate DNS environment that is very similar to the internet, except you will control all levels of it instead of just a tiny portion. Question. I need to specify a totally private DNS server network for my organization. How should I configure root hints? Answer. When root hints don't need to point to the internet's root name servers, typically they should point to the highest level DNS servers within an organization. A good way to think about root hints is that they are designed to point to the top of whatever DNS hierarchy is being used. Question. I want to use forwarding, but don't want all the queries to go to the same place. I need to distribute them based on the domain being asked for. How can I do this with Windows Server 2008? Answer. Conditional forwarding can be used to distribute queries to forwarders based on the domain being requested. Question. Domains and zones are very confusing to me. What is the difference between a domain and a zone? Answer. Because zones use domain names, it's easy to get confused. Zones hold the actual records for part of the domain namespace. A domain like Syngress.com has records distributed across several zones. The root name servers hold the .dot portion, which is typically hidden from users at the end of the domain name. The .com name servers hold the zone for this portion of the namespace. Finally, a server managed by the organization contains a zone for the Syngress portion of the DNS namespace. Question. Does Microsoft recommend standard or AD integrated zones? Why? Answer. Microsoft recommends AD integrated zones. The records are stored in the AD database, which increases their security and allows for more efficient replication of the records when compared to traditional zone transfers. Using AD integrated zones also enables secure DDNS, which eases the burden of DNS administration without compromising security. Question. My organization is implementing IPv6. Right now we use both DNS and WINS for name resolution. WINS supports only IPv4. What can I do to support NetBIOS type names for IPv6? Answer. Microsoft's new Global Names feature can be used. When activated, DNS servers can serve manually created single name records. You can create these records to match important NetBIOS resource names, such as key servers. Question. What is the difference between an A and an AAAA host record? Answer. The Windows Server 2008 DNS server role fully supports IPv4 and IPv6. The A host record is one of the oldest in DNS and is used to resolve a host name to an IPv4 address. The newer AAAA record is used to resolve a host name to an IPv6 address. Question. What is a PTR record used for? Answer. PTR, or pointer, records are the primary records used in reverse lookup zones. These records facilitate the resolution of IP addresses into host names. Question. My office has a lot of salespeople that work on laptops in and out of the office. I've noticed that there are quite a few inaccurate DDNS records being left behind by these computers. What can be done about it? Answer. Microsoft's aging and scavenging feature can be used to clean up records such as these. You can set your organization's Windows 2000 and later DNS servers to delete records automatically if they have not been kept up to date. Question. Most of the name resolution on my network uses DNS. However, all clients are still configured for WINS. When a client attempts to access a resource by using the resource's host name, what steps may occur? Answer. By default, the following name resolution steps are taken when resolving host names. The local host name, the local DNS resolver cache, the local hosts file, DNS, the local NetBIOS name cache, WINS, a local network broadcast, the local LM hosts file. All of these steps are at least partially configurable by an administrator. Question. My environment uses IPv6 addresses, but NetBIOS broadcasts are supported only for IPv4. What can I do? Answer. Microsoft has included a new protocol in Windows Vista and Server 2008 to solve this problem, Link Local Multicast Name Resolution. If these are the primary operating systems in use and hosts on a segment of the network are unable to contact a DNS server, some name resolution can still take place on a peer-to-peer basis using either IPv4 or IPv6. Question. I'm responsible for several hundred Windows XP and Vista clients. Is there an easy way to automate their DNS configuration? Answer. Many DNS settings can be managed centrally using group policy. In most cases, setting applied with a group policy will override settings that are configured manually on the client. Not all settings work with all client types, however. It's important to carefully read the description of each to determine how and where it can be applied.